Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Today is swing day across all of Broadway. It is meant to honor the offstage performers who cover for various ensemble members and can often fill roles at the last minute and at the drop of a hat. Some swings also understudy principal roles. Today will be one of several times that Actors Equity Association, the union representing American performers and stage managers, will honor chorus members throughout 2025. August 12th marks the 70th anniversary of Actors Equity Association merging with Chorus Equity, which was initially established during a 1919 strike. And this November is the 75th anniversary of the creation of the Legacy Robe, presented on the opening night of most Broadway musicals to the ensemblist with the most Broadway chorus credits. Breaking casting news from early this afternoon, Cabaret has found its next MC in Sally Bowles. Orville Peck and Eva Noblezada will join the Broadway company from March 31st through July 20th. They replace current stars Adam Lambert and Ali'i Carvalho, set to conclude their run on March 29th. Peck, born Daniel Pitout, is a South African queer country singer known for the signature mask he wears while performing. He has theater experience as he was trained at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts and appeared in a 2016 West End production of Peter Pan Goes Wrong. Cabaret marks his Broadway debut. Noblezada can currently be seen as Daisy Buchanan in Broadway's The Great Gatsby, where she is set to depart on January 30th. She will then join the London cast of Hadestown for 4 weeks only, alongside four of her fellow original Broadway cast members, before heading back stateside to begin cabaret rehearsals. Peck and Noblezada's successors will be announced early in the summer. Cabaret continues at the August Wilson Theater. And finally today, the entire original Broadway company of the short-lived Ain't No Mo will reunite for a one-night-only staged reading of the play at the Apollo Theater in East Harlem. Written by Jordan E. Cooper, the show was well-received when it opened in late 2022, garnering 6 Tony nominations the following year, including Best Play. The reading will take place Monday night at 7:30 p.m. as part of the Apollo's Martin Luther King Jr. weekend programming, calling the community to action in this current political climate. Though the event is free, tickets are required for entry. Though the event is sold out at the moment, you can join the waitlist at apollotheater.org. Tickets not scanned or picked up from the box office by 7 p.m. that night will be released to individuals on the waitlist. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.